Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sure, you look outside, you see a gloomy, cloudy, cold, rainy day. I see sunshine just one touch of a button away.
Sunshine came right through the phone.
Born May 17th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Although America first met him through such wholesome family fare as Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos, we grew to love him for his dark and twisted brand of stand-up comedy, and over the years, he's become a true friend, and now you can listen to his podcast, Bob Saget's Here For You, on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts and more. And you can see him in the new Showtime docuseries, The Comedy Store. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Bob Saget.
Oh, you.
When I hear that intro, I miss myself even more.
I miss you every
day. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I'm having a relationship with your Instagram now.
You're not the first. I mean, I'm always you get new posts. I get excited when it says that.
I'm like, look,
new post to me is life. You know,
he looks happy. I'm like, look, he's with his wife. He's outside. He's having a nice meal. I'm like, this is so nice.
Yeah, it was actually interesting that we were even able to go away, which was nice. We took a safe plane and went to Phoenix for a couple days.
Excellent.
And it was, we're very careful. We wrap ourselves in plastic and roll ourselves into buildings.
Hey, you what?
We like to. I like to vacuum pack myself. You know, so there's no possibility of any droplet getting in any orifice.
On a completely different note, have you ever seen that weird bondage thing? T was into this for a while, where they put you in a vacuum bag and suck all the air out, and you're like in a vinyl bag with a little mouth tube. Have you ever seen this?
I liked it so much I bought the company. Yeah, it's all I do.
Yeah.
That's my life. I actually recently we just came out with a new part of it. It has a handle now.
Oh, good.
So you can, it's a plastic handle, and it's how you would carry a carpet if you were gonna move it. So my wife and I do that, and we just let them put us in oversized items on the online. Instead of checking bags.
One of the things most about you, Bob, is your ability to tell incredibly interesting and great stories. In this documentary, I mean that. Like, you're part of this history of American comedy and Mitzi Shore and the Comedy Store and all of those guys. Like, the greats of the greats. You're all so amazingly intertwined.
It's really interesting, and Mike Biner did an amazing job on it. And I'm not in it that much. I kept saying to Mike, why am I not in it more? I'm not going to be your friend anymore.
Sure.
And he said, oh, Bob, you're in one tonight. I watch it, and I'm not really in it. I said, Mike, I timed how long I'm in it. So every week. I don't think I'm in the one this Sunday, but the one after I know I'm in, because, I was at Mitzi's funeral, and I spoke, and it's very interesting. It was like she was kind of like an aunt to me, and the other people she was, they were closer with her as a lover, and then other people she just didn't even want in her life. So, and unfortunately, I never had relations with my aunt, so Mitzi was safe. But it was she started me off, different people. Had when I was younger doing stand-up and different kinds of stuff in film and things. But when I was 21 and I auditioned at the Comedy Store, she went, "You shouldn't go to USC Film Graduate School. You should work here for free." And I'm like, "Oh, that sounds great." And but my first MC was Letterman, and one night when I performed, the people were Michael Keaton and Billy Crystal, and Robin was there, and Richard Pryor came in, and I'm like, "Oh man, I think I made the right choice to not go to grad school." And I got to know everybody. I mean, I was there for 8 years. I would do the road, I would do some sitcom thing if I could get it, and then I was just a house MC, and I'd play all of her clubs, and she had three of them for a while, one in La Jolla and one in Westwood. And it's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
it's,
well, that time, Jimmy Walker, you know, same way. Like, he'll tell you these stories, and you're like, "I didn't know that about you, Jimmy." Like, I you know, there's so much that, you know, the friendship between he and Letterman that day. You know, talk about Sam Kinison when he came on the scene, and just people were like, "Oh, my God, this, the whole game just changed in front of me."
Yeah, actually, I got Sam his first spot, and that's out in the doc, and I call Mike all the time to tell him I'm not in that moment. but Sam was in Houston, and I'd met him, and he was doing crazy stuff, you know. He had chained himself to a pole in front of the Comedy Workshop because they wouldn't allow him to work there, so he got in the Houston Chronicle, put a diaper on, and a crown of thorns, and said he was persecuted like Jesus.
That's
and
so great.
And he made a look at, with his eyes, and it was haunting and offended a lot of people.
Sure.
That was who Sam was, and a renegade. And I said, "Mitch, you got to watch this guy." And he came in on a Monday night, did 5 minutes, and that turned into 15. And everybody just exploded. You know, you saw the guy just, he blew the roof off. Just on his first moment. So it was, and watching Richard work on material and how he would do it, you know, he would sometimes have notes, sometimes he would just talk, and sometimes he would just get quiet because he took all those risks, and that's what's so valuable about the documentary. Because a lot of stuff has been done about comedy, a lot of different shows, a lot of theatrical shows, and some of them are good and some of them are not as good, but this was, man, it was just right there. It's, you know, it's exactly, I believe the one Sunday is going to be more about the latest before, of course, the pandemic and quarantine, the latest set of performers, which are all came out of the podcast world pretty much.
Sure. And you're by the way, yours always, Rogan. Always great. Bob Saget's here for you. If I might plug that for you, because it's such a good podcast.
Oh, thank you. You're my influence. Cause I would sit with you when I come back to Kansas City. I mean, we just sit there. We talk.
Yeah.
We talk. We get to see each other. I get to do stand up. You get to see that.
Yeah, no, that's. I'm not kidding about, you know, when I tell you, I love to hear you tell stories about all of this life that you've had. This, you know, you go Richard Pryor. That means Paul Mooney was there. That means you know about Sam Kinison. You're getting him the gig. Mitzi Shore, who was loved and hated the great comedy strike that happened when, you know, people wanted to be paid because she was making a gazillion bucks. And so it was love, hate, anger, grudges. She'd run you out. She'd make you. Like all of this.
Well, it's funny. I talked about it on my podcast with a lot of people. Dave Coulier, who we've talked about many times. You know, he's like my younger brother, but now it doesn't seem like he's younger. And he and I were talking about how we did crazy stuff. We were 22. I was 22. He was 19. And Mitzi had done a lot for us for a while. And we took mushrooms and we drove to the beach. I talked about it on the podcast with him. It was just like a week or two ago. And we didn't realize you don't do that. You don't get in your car and have taken mushrooms. And we get to the beach, and as we're getting there, they, like, kick in, and, you know, the sky turns orange.
Sure.
And it wasn't because of why it's orange now, unfortunately, in California.
Right.
And we pull into the parking lot. We lay down, and we go, "Let's call Mitzi and tell her how much we love her." Like, boy, that's we got to calm down, guys. We're going Cocoa Puffs. So she also then told Dave, "You can't work here anymore. You're not, you know, go home. You're not in Vegas at the Comedy Store at the Dunes." And she told me, "You're not funny anymore. You've lost it."
God, but
give me spots.
Who does that? So, who says something like that? You know, like what?
The woman that ran the Comedy Store and the woman that really could see talent and knew. It's so funny. I was semi-friendly with Robin, but not one of his best friends like Bobcat or Rick Overton. And she would, you know, say to me, Bob, you got to talk to Robin. His choice in movies isn't good. I'm worried.
Jesus.
I said, Mitzi, he just did Popeye. He's got a movie coming out, The World According to Garp. I think he's going to be okay. Mm. No, he's choosing bad movies, Bob. And I'm like, okay. One of the biggest stars that ever lived.
Yeah.
But all that kind of stuff is that's why I'm loving the podcast. Because I didn't do the podcast because a lot of actors and people that can't get on the TV because things are closed, except for a few shows, they, you know, are just doing podcasts. So you've seen it saturated with another 1,000 people. And I'm doing it. I did it right before quarantine happened. I did it because I just felt people needed. I just wanted to do it. I was out doing stand-up. I had my tour continuing. I was going to be there with you. And it just is serving people really well.
Well, the connection is necessary. Like, you need it, they need it, we all do. You know, we've all been in this weird isolation. Like, I'm so incredibly, and this sounds corny, but all of us know the same feeling. To stay on the air the whole time was so important to everybody in this room, because it's not just like some feeling of responsibility to a city. It's also a selfish reason of, man, I have to let this weirdness out. Like, I got to talk. If I don't, it's going to go weird.
Yeah, I know. And everybody's going batty over it. That's a bad term, but what a time. But, you know, and I was able to do a couple of shows. I did this. I'm a guest panelist on I Can See Your Voice, Ken Jeong's new hit show on Fox.
I love him. I love that guy. Yeah, he's a nice person.
I love him so much. And that is on what date is it? It's next Wednesday, and then the 4th as well. And then my podcast is just wonderful. It's I've got so many good people on it. You know, if you've been listening at all, or
of course,
but it's been. I've got great guests coming up. I've got like Phil Rosenthal and David Portnoy, people that don't normally. Well, Phil Rosenthal does anything. He cuts ribbons at Mark. David Portnoy doesn't do a ton of them. But he's doing a podcast now. I mean, literally everyone is, and I've been really loving it. And I don't know if you know this, but I just did a benefit for the disease my sister died from, scleroderma, and we raised $1.1 million with just the best comedians, so many people. I mean, it was everybody. It was, you know, Jim Gaffigan and Ray Romano and Howie Mandel and John Mayer sang, and Pat Monahan and Kelly Clarkson and Regina Hall and Queen Latifah and all these, you know, people that, so many people that you just adore. They just,
sure.
Most people just said, Bob, please stop contacting me. Please stop calling me.
Oh, come on.
They did. On the air. And it was just like, stop texting me. I don't want to hear from you anymore. And it was so funny. I just got roasted, and we raised a lot of money
for the
virtual campaign. And we all watched TV last night, and we're going like, what the heck?
Oh, I didn't watch
it. What did that? Well, who said what? And then, you know, I'm afraid to take out a dictionary because I don't know.
I know. I didn't watch anything. I got on the motorcycle. It was a warm day. I rode until 10:30, 11 o'clock last night, and just called it. I go, what am I going to do? Like the debates, you know, everybody knows I've already voted. I don't even have to watch a debate. I'm done voting. Everybody's already, even if you haven't voted, you're already done voting because you know what you're going to do. And there's nobody in this country that doesn't know how they're going to vote already. Nobody. And I really mean that.
I believe that. There's one guy I know that got hit in the head with a brick. He can't make his mind up. So
yeah, right.
He just can't figure it out. He's a construction worker, and I had wrapped him in plastic, and he couldn't get to work. He couldn't get his arms free.
Hey,
but everybody else is good. You guys are hanging in.
Yeah, you know, it's like everybody. It's been a rough year, and I've never wanted to just reach out with bad news. But you know, my agent, Norm Schrutt, the great Norm Schrutt, passed. And it was like a father to me, and I just hated it. Yeah, no, it's just that was really tough. I'll just tell you, and Barger passed away about 3 weeks ago, my dog. So,
What were the causes?
Norm, it's a crazy thing. I was with him in January. He had a sore knee, went to go have knee surgery. he wasn't cognitive, like the anesthesia affected him, and he didn't get out of the bed, and then it went downhill really fast, and he got a heart issue, and it just took him. He went from, I was literally sitting at a table in Atlanta, and he drove us, he drove his Maserati way too fast, and went over to Goldberg's, we're having breakfast. Dan Reeves, the coach of the former coach of the Broncos and the Falcons and a billion others, sat down with us. Everybody was happy, and 3.5 months later, he was gone. It's just awful, like a father.
Life is so tenuous. It's so precious. We really do have to appreciate literally every moment.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do that. It's really hard to do that when you're having a difficult life and And I know a lot of people that are. I mean, most of the people I know are.
I definitely appreciate. I love you, brother. I'm not going to reach out to somebody that and go, "Hey, guess what just happened to me?" You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's.
Well,
it's,
I wouldn't mind it.
I know you. I know you wouldn't. But
you know, Bob Saget's here for you because if I can console you and promote my podcast at the same time, you know I'm a good person.
I know.
You know, and all the shows I'm on and going to continue to do that as long as I'm working.
That's right.
I feel sorry for the sadness you're going through.
Exactly. But as long as we can find a way to just, and that's what I thought to myself, is like, it really hurts, but what's Bob going to do with this? Like, you know what I mean? I always thought.
Well, it's horrible. I mean, it's the unthinkable. And I know a couple people that lost their lives to COVID, and complications of some people have other things and also had COVID. But, you know, an ingrown hair and COVID. I just think that it's a reboot for us and we're going to get through this.
Well, you definitely learn to let loose of any stupid grudge. Make sure you tell people that you love them, the people that you really do, and just enjoy the good parts, because that's it. We all have bad. Everybody. Nobody's worse than the other. Everybody has loss. Everybody has hard times. Everybody's frustrated. Everybody's freaked out. And in the end, all you can do...
People are hurting in so many ways. People, financial people are scared to death, you know.
So.
But I also think it's a great time to call people you don't like. Just go through, 20 people a day. Just... Just tell them I never liked you.
You're a prick, and you always have ugly. Been. Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't think, I'm not suggesting that. I think to go positive is the hardest thing to do, and it's what we have to do, because otherwise we'll just eat ourselves alive, and other people. And I know there's a lot of hate and a lot of anger, but we've got to somehow distance ourselves. I don't know how. I try to do it with comedy, and I've got people I care about that aren't well, and... really not well, and I have another friend just lost his wife.
So
I was texting with him, and I couldn't do a joke. You know, it was just too tragic. But then he did a joke back in a text. He can't talk. He's too painful.
Well, that's it. And that's how you have always been. I mean, it makes me laugh. We have had some terrible, you and I, text conversations. Terrible. Because it's the only way to let the pain out. Like, you're really talking about something completely different, but the joke has to be made. And it just lets it, when you make it, it lets the other person know, I'm okay, and this is funny, and I understand where you're at.
Well, to me, when someone's hurting that bad, the only way I can help them is to fart as loudly as I can.
That's it.
And that's what Dave Coulier always did for me. When it, literally, he was a pallbearer at my sister's funeral, and while carrying the coffin, he farted.
And I didn't know that. I knew he farted on your mom.
Yeah, he did fart on my mom in the hospital room and near the oxygen tank. And I said, you're going to kill us all. But that's gas on gas, so I don't think that was the issue. But, he and I dealt with it, and Stables was there, and we were kind of crying. But you really can't laugh while you're carrying a coffin. And I wasn't...
That's so terrible.
I kind of gave it a little snicker, but I couldn't do much. You know, it didn't take me out of the sadness. He was just being a fool. But in retrospect, it's hilarious.
You have to have it.
It's, you couldn't be more wrong. I learned it from my dad because I had a cousin, and maybe I told you this once, but her name was Tootsie. And we, at her funeral, I'm standing there. I'm like 6 years old. And my dad started humming Tootsie Goodbye. And it was an old song.
Yeah,
twice.
Yeah, sure.
And And as the coffin is going in the ground, and I'm like, what? You can't, what are you doing, old man?
And yeah.
It was, it's not appropriate for other people.
Listen, it's the best.
It is a way. I mean, it's a way not to make fun of, but to, because it's also sacred when someone's buried, but it's tough, man. It's just tough. So we get through it. We get through it, and we will get through it, and we do survive, and some don't. That's the tragedy. But I got to be positive. You know, I want to get out and be able to perform again, and some of my friends are out doing drive-ins, but I'm not that guy.
It'll happen. Listen, it's come back. The podcast, by the way, make sure you guys find this. Trust me, it'll make you feel better. Bob Saget's here for you, or the Showtime series, the Comedy Store, or... I'll tell you what I like to do right now is when parents aren't looking, I flip children off at the store and playgrounds and then look at them for a millisecond and then move on. Just let them live with that.
Yeah.
It works.
Thank you.
Nothing like giving a kid the finger.
You're... I don't know what to tell you. I just... I miss you. I miss you, and I wish we could hang out. So,
I do. Listen.
So, you do stay well and stay as positive as you can, because you're the guy that's and everybody that works with you. You're bringing a lot of happiness to a lot of people.
I got nothing to complain about, man. I'll be okay. Listen. You know, my sadness is just from missing them. You know, I miss seeing, you know, my buddy Barger, and I miss seeing Norm, and I miss calling him, and just he's in a fine place. Like wherever wonderful people go, that's where he went. And
well, you should probably try to get that number.
Yeah.
There's no way you can't communicate with people that are gone with the way that Wi-Fi is working.
We're going to zoom it up.
You might not have the right carrier.
Well, I want to talk to him because I got to tell you, he told me I was like a son to him, but I didn't notice anything in the will. And we're going to see each other again.
Yeah. I called a friend of mine who had passed away. And he answered, but all I could hear was crackling fire burning. I didn't know what it meant. I thought maybe he was near a fireplace or something. But and I heard someone laughing with a big echo in the background. It was like a South Park soundtrack. Well, I hear the Borat movie is a fun thing to watch. It's good for the kids.
I can't wait to see that. That's going to be great. All right, listen.
I think it comes out now.
Yeah.
So be well.
You too. I love you, brother.
You love you too. Love you too. And everybody be well. And I'll talk to you next time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.